From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least three dozen people were killed and 40 inmates escaped in a prison break north of the Iraqi capital Baghdad Saturday. Officials say a fight broke out among the inmates, and when guards came to intervene, the prisoners overpowered them and took their weapons. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the prison break and gave their own version of events in a statement posted on jihadist websites. The group said it set off multiple explosions outside the prison in a coordinated operation with inmates on the inside. Reports say some 30 Islamic State members were among those who escaped. And Iraqi officials revealed that some of the escapees had been jailed on terrorism charges. Russia staged a massive military parade Saturday in Moscow's Red Square to commemorate the 70th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II. Here in the U.S., President Obama paid tribute to those who served in the war.
We will be forever grateful for what these remarkable men and women did, for the selfless grace they showed in one of our darkest hours. But as we mark the 70th anniversary, let's not simply commemorate history. Let's rededicate ourselves to the freedoms for which they fought.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will attend a VE Thanksgiving event today at Westminster Abbey. World Health Organization has declared Liberia free of Ebola. The move comes after Liberia reported no new Ebola cases for 42 days. Sierra Leone and Guinea each have reported 9 cases of the disease in the last week. Ebola has killed more than 10,600 people, most of them in West Africa. This is VOA News. Burundians are voting with their feet, as some have called it, as pre-election violence in their country escalates. The UN Refugee Agency reporting more than 50,000 people have fled in fear to neighboring countries during the last several weeks and that there is no end in sight. Lisa Schlein reports.
Neighboring Tanzania not only has played host to many of these refugees, but is also sheltering large numbers of Burundians who had fled violence in 1972. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says in recent years, Tanzania has offered citizenship to some 200,000 of these refugees and their descendants. He says this is the largest refugee integration program ever enacted by a host country.
Since the eruption of pre-election violence in mid-April, however, there have been alarming signs that this progress is being undone. Over the last weeks, more than 50,000 Burundians have fled to Rwanda, Tanzania, and Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Edwards says a majority of the refugees are women and children, including a large number of unaccompanied children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Macedonian authorities say a number of police officers have been killed and more than 30 others wounded in a day-long gun battle with unidentified gunmen in an ethnic Albanian area that is near the border with Kosovo and Serbia. Macedonian International News Agency says 4 terrorists have been killed and that another had committed suicide to avoid capture. Others said to have surrendered to police. There was no immediate word on civilian casualties. Ethnic Albanians, who make up about 25% of Macedonia's 2 million people, took up arms in 2001 demanding more rights. That conflict resolved after 6 months with a Western-brokered peace deal that granted more rights to the ethnic Albanian minority. Thousands of protesters clashed with riot police last week in Skopje, where political tensions have simmered since allegations of electoral fraud in the 2014 elections. U.S. State Department has urged North Korea to refrain from actions that raise regional tensions. This came after Pyongyang said it successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile. Hundreds of protesters from across the United States, including mothers who have lost children in confrontations with police, marched in Washington on Saturday to demand justice and an end to police brutality. Some demonstrators carried photographs of their dead sons, and others wore T-shirts with names of loved ones lost to violence. They chanted the names of those in recent deaths who've triggered the outpouring of grief and civil unrest in some U.S. cities, such as Baltimore, New York, Wisconsin, and Ferguson, Missouri.
That's the latest world news from VOA.